Hey, Glenda, how you doing? Daniel, good to see you, buddy. How are the kids? Adrian.
Hi.
Hey, how was the beach last week? Just went to the beach. So, let's get on with this mailbag. It's actually called Dear Drew now, because my name's Drew. So, Dear Drew, you send in questions. And boy, with the Cowboys in town, you people love memes. Holy cow, it's like a meme explosion. But you did ask some questions, so let's get going. Oh, and let's get the Ryan Mallett, Rion Maillet question out of the way, because there's about 40 of you that asked about Ryan Mallett. Moses Mendez, I'm just going to take yours. When are Texans going to try out Mallett, or is he a secret weapon? Don't know if when Ryan Mallett will play for the Texans this year. Something bad would probably have to happen to Ryan Fitzpatrick for that to be the case, but don't see Mallett playing anytime soon. Varun Chandrasekaran, I think I pronounced that correctly. When do we expect Clowney to be back? I think he'll be back probably for the Steelers game. We saw him on Tuesday at a community event, looked good, said he's a few weeks away, and by my math, that turns out to be the Steelers. Jose Miguel Apolinar, when will J.J. Watt start at quarterback? LOL. Matt Taylor, hey Drew, do you think we see Andre get his first TD of the season against them Cowboys? Yeah, Matt, I could see that happening. There's a very good possibility of that happening. DeAndre Hopkins has really benefited from some single coverage because of Andre Johnson. I think teams are going to be wary of what DeAndre can do, and it's really kind of one of those pick your poison type of choices that teams have to make, but watch out for the poison, huh?
Guessed wrong.
You only think I guessed wrong. That's what's so funny!
Dana Segura, dear Mr. Drew, what would J.J. Watt have to do this season to win the NFL MVP award? Well, I think he's got to keep up what he's doing defensively, but I think he'd probably have to score about 10 touchdowns. And I don't know if that's going to come on offense and defense, both, one, the other, but he's got to put points on the board. It's always tough because voters just don't give defensive guys the MVP love. It's been a long time since the 80s, 1986, since Lawrence Taylor. He's the last defensive guy to win the award. Cody Stutz has this one. With the way J.J. Watt has been playing, should the Cowboys use this motto this weekend? Romo beware? You know, Coco Beware is my favorite wrestler of all time. You remember him, don't you? Feels like a pile driver. Donna Block has this one. Dear Drew, my pizza delivery guy is a Cowboys fan and gives me grief every time he comes to my Texan decorated door. Can you suggest a few snappy comebacks? I have one snappy comeback. I'm not good at comebacks. I'm not good at snappiness. But I would say this. Hey, Mr. Pizza Delivery Guy, why aren't you doing more dreaming big and working hard instead of delivering pizzas? Fernando Gomez. Dear Drew, what up, bro?
What's up?
Hold on.
My question is, do you really read through all the comments? If you do, what's the timetable for Clowney to return? I already answered that, but see, I read all the comments. Ronnie Gonzalez wants to know, hey Drewster, with Halloween coming up, what will you dress up as? Kenny Rogers. Joel Rodriguez has this one. I noticed some players do not have the C on their jerseys. Why is that, Drew Meister? There are no set captains this year. That was something that Bill O'Brien didn't want to do. So if you've noticed, the captains rotate game to game, and we don't see the C patch on jerseys like we've seen in the past. Joel, that was a good question. You're the winner of the Texas Lottery scratch-off ticket, so I hope you get really rich and you can retire off to an island that you just bought with that money that you won. You guys! Oh, I can't get over it. You're just so funny. You send in the best questions. I love you. And hey, let's do it again next week, because next Friday, that's going to be after Texans wins over the Cowboys and the Colts.